Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Sisters in Christ podcast. I am Pamela Ferguson, and joining me in studio today is my beloved sister in Christ, Tamara Evans. And today we are going to conclude this two-part series on the topic, Study to Show Yourself Approved. And our theme scripture is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you listen to part one and you're here today listening to the second part, it means that something inside you is hungry, not just for more knowledge, but for more of God. That's the beautiful thing, you know, about studying God's word. It doesn't just feed the mind, it transforms the heart. In our last episode, we explored the why. Why God invites us to study and rightly dividing his truth. Today, we learn about the how. How do we study the Bible in a way that's spirit-led, not self-driven? How do we stay consistent in a world full of distractions and activities and more distractions? So whether you are brand new to Bible study or you've been at it for years, this episode is for you. We'll share simple tools, divine truths, and powerful encouragement to help you dig deeper. Because the deeper your roots in the Word, the stronger your life will stand. So go on now and get your coffee, get your tea, whatever your favorite drink, and join my sister Tamara and I as we grow together one verse, one revelation, one moment with God at a time. Tamara, welcome.
Thank you, Pam. Good to be back.
It's good to have you here. It's good to be here as well. Yes. So Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 states, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that cometh from the mouth of God. How, Tamara, do we study God's word effectively? Because a lot of people may be thinking, yeah, I know studying the Bible is important, but sometimes you just don't feel it. How do we get into this word and study it effectively to be able to apply this word to our everyday lives?
So a diligent workman must not only be motivated, and that's where you're going. We lack motivation at times to be intentional about our study time and blocking that out. But we also have to know how to properly handle the tools. Mm-hmm. So the goal of all study is to be a person God can greatly use. That's the goal. So we want to know the Lord and we want to be transformed by him. So to study effectively, we must read the word repeatedly. The goal is not just to see the words on the page, mm-hmm. but to understand the flow and the theme of the text. And so we need to know the geography. Where is this taking place? We talked about the who, what, when, where, why questions. The history. What's going on here? The culture. Who are the characters? Make it come to life, you know? And by making it come to life, we get to have a full picture of what's happening. And then we need to try to allow, and I say try because there's so many distractions, but we need to quiet ourselves so we can allow the Holy Spirit to help us interpret what the Lord is trying to tell us in the text.
And I think one of the most important things, like you said, there are so many distractions, is to first ask the Holy Spirit for help.
We need the Holy Spirit's help.
Before you get in there, because let's be real. Reading the Bible, if you're starting out, even if you're a seasoned Christian, it's not easy.
No.
It's not easy to say, I'm going to carve out some time to sit down and study the word of God. So I encourage persons, as I encourage myself, to ask the Holy Spirit for help. John chapter 14 and 26. But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things mm-hmm. and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. So ask the Holy Spirit to help you. And I say, start small. You know, one of the things that we tell persons when they're new to investing is don't go get a large chunk of your money to say you want to put it away to invest when you know next month you're going to need it. If it's only $100, you could be making $10,000 a month and you did not save up to this point. So I'd say take $100 and be consistent with that.
Start small.
So if you're new to this, I say start small. Maybe just a verse.
Yes.
Maybe get a verse and you ask God for his wisdom and his knowledge, ask the Holy Spirit to help you with this verse. And you break it down into smaller chunks and you cross references, like you have all of these tools. What was the time when this verse was written? What does this mean? Are there any other verses? You could just type it in the Bible that's similar to this. What does that mean? Meditate upon it. And then more importantly, not just study it for the knowledge, but ask God, how does this apply to me? How do I incorporate this into my life to live a better life for you?
Yeah. And some people think, oh, only the pastor needs to do this mm-hmm. or the minister or the Wednesday evening Bible study teacher. No. All of us as believers need to be studying God's word. Mm-hmm. We need to understand what he is trying to say to us. You read the scripture in John 14 and it says the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance everything I have said to you. If you didn't study God's word, what do you want the Holy Spirit to bring to you now?
And you may need it. Like you may be going through something that's so serious, you really need this word. But if you don't know it,
it's going deeper. And sometimes we look at believers and say, boy, that believer is strong in faith. Mm-hmm. That believer is so rooted and built up. I can never be like that. What do you think they did?
My aunt used to say this phrase, you see the glory, but you don't know the story. And I guarantee if you sit down with that believer and if they are honest with you and tell you what they came through to be where they are today, you'll probably be surprised.
To be a believer in God and not tarry in his word, almost like an oxymoron, it should never happen. We need to know that the word of God has everything in it we need for life and godliness. Mm-hmm. Everything we need to help us to navigate and walk through this life, it's in the word of God.
And you mentioned about the Holy Spirit, and I guarantee you tomorrow, if you ask for help of the Holy Spirit, he will.
He will help.
He will.
He is our helper and our comforter.
You want wisdom? Ask of it.
Yes.
I'll give it to you.
Freely.
You want knowledge?
To anyone.
It doesn't matter who you are, what you know, what degree you have. If you go to him and ask him for it, he will.
Now the thing it is,
sincerely,
when he gave it to you, did you follow what he said? Did you apply it to the situation? Don't say it ain't work out, because he may say something you don't want to hear. So therefore you ignore it. Mm-hmm. And therefore you're still in your situation.
And that's why we need an open mind. I was talking to someone a couple of years ago and they were going through something. And I said, you know, you just have to spend some time with God and ask him to reveal to you. I said, but guess what? When he does, you need to be honest and accept it. But if your mind is closed off, okay, this is how I know this to be, and you open the scripture and he reveals it to you, and you say, oh, no, he's not talking to me with that. No, 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 you're not telling me to go and do that. Then you're going to have some challenges. And another thing to having an effective study session is I think we should carve out times that match our rhythm. Whatever time of the day, it could be the morning for you, could be the evening, could be the afternoon. Block that time out and you go and spend time with God. It doesn't have to be an hour, a half an hour, maybe 15 minutes.
Yes.
Maybe only 10 minutes. I listened to some podcasts. They say you could exercise for 9 minutes
a day. I've
seen results in a week. So it doesn't even have to be a long time.
It's about diligence.
It's about diligence and asking the Holy Spirit to help you with this verse. What is this saying to me, God? And how do I apply this to my everyday life?
Yeah, those 9 minutes are something rather than nothing, right? Mm-hmm. So it's getting started and asking the Holy Spirit and praying, Lord, give me a love for your mm-hmm. word. Help me to have a deep desire for your word. Help me to be intentional. Show me the times that it can be both beneficial to me to study your word. Make it a prayer, you know, and the Lord will help you and orchestrate, because he wants that. That's his will for us. So you will have the answer. Now, when he gives you the answer, what are you going to do about it? You have to apply it and watch him work in your life to transform. Your mind has to be renewed. And with that renewing of the mind comes by tarrying the word, hearing the word, and it grows your faith. Yeah. Lord, I need faith. I need greater faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Mark chapter 1, verses 35. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. Tamara, share with our listening audience some of the practical methods that you have used in studying God's Bible, in spending time with God to draw closer to God.
If I have a theme that I'm thinking about love, I would go on YouTube, and I have my favorite pastors that I listen to, and I would listen to their studies on the topic love. And I would go through that in the Word with those not one or two pastors. I go through a lot. And then I take that time to understand what God is saying and cross-reference it online. Like Charles Spurgeon. I love Charles Spurgeon, the prince of pastors. I go to other pastors and I listen, I read, and I get to understand. I pray it through. I pray it through as I study. And as I get to understand it and it works through my heart, then I know what the Lord wants me to do. We spoke about forgiveness, and I did study on that. There's some very hard places I've been over the years pertaining to that. And through studying God's word, it helped me. The first thing I did, even though my heart wasn't where it needed to be, but the word says, bless those that curse you. So I know there was something I needed to do in action, not just in talking to God and praying and asking for forgiveness, but my actions had to change. So I had to be a blessing. Pray for those. And I prayed for them. And so the Lord not only showed me, okay, you need to work this out in me in prayer and ask for my forgiveness, and I will forgive you. Because he said, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So I know I was forgiven, but I know my actions needed to change. And so I had to apply what he was saying to me through my studies, through my understanding of, okay, this is what I need to do. And this is what I see Jesus doing in the way he lived his life, forgiving those. He was reviled, but he reviled not. But he kept entrusting himself to the one who judges rightly. So those scriptures, and they stick with me because I study it. Now they stick with me. And if I need it, the Holy Spirit brings it to my remembrance and I can apply it to the situation that I'm in.
One of the things that I have always wanted or desired is to be somebody who prayed the word. Whatever situation that I was going through or somebody was going through and they asked me to pray with them, I wanted God's word. And so my approach is to look at passages of scripture and to go through those passages of scripture. I may pick a passage verse by verse. I may come across a verse that I don't understand, and I will go to the tools and what does this verse mean? And how does this apply to my everyday life, to try to understand what is it God is saying to me, so that, like you said, when I need these scriptures, when situations come, that the Holy Spirit will bring them to my remembrance. And so at the beginning of this year, I started the book of Proverbs. There are 31 chapters in Proverbs. And so I committed to each day reading a chapter in Proverbs. And when I started out at the beginning of the year, I wrote a prayer based on each chapter. And then I had a list of scriptures, like scriptures that I thought were very important. Mm-hmm. I have those listed. And so every month I would start over at the beginning and read the chapter, read the prayer and the verses. Now, I'll be honest, when I started studying for this topic, I know I'm so far from studying. I'm so far from really studying Proverbs. And so I go back and I'm like, okay, let me apply what I've learned, Father, with studying your word to Proverbs. And I plan to do that for a while, because I find that there's such rich principles in Proverbs. They are so for everyday life.
The wisdom book.
The wisdom in Proverbs, it's awesome and it's amazing. And so that's my commitment. And then if I see a topic that, or a situation that I'm going through, then I would go to the Bible to look for scriptures for this particular topic, and then go over those scriptures. And in my prayer, I would mention these scriptures back to God and ask him to work on my behalf.
His word will not return to him void.
Never.
And it will
never
accomplish that he sends it to do. So when we pray God's words back to him, we're praying his will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he, once we pray his will, we shall have it, because he's not going to deny his word. He is faithful to his word. Mm-hmm. So when you pray his word to him, you're going to have it.
So how do we then be consistent, Tamara, without becoming legalistic? I learned early in my walk with God that I wanted relationship. I didn't just want to tick the box. Like, you know, I grew up in a church where they preach fire and brimstone. You don't lie, tick, okay. You don't commit fornication. You don't commit adultery. And so you have to keep in mind all of these don'ts, you know, like, okay, in order for you to feel like you're safe. But I learned through an experience early on, I don't want to be ticking the box, but I want a relationship with God. How do we then get to a place where we are consistent with studying God's word and getting closer to God, but it's not legalistic, where we are focused on the rules, keeping the rules as opposed to trusting and allowing God's grace and faith mm-hmm. in Jesus to guide us in this life?
Yes, Pam. Legalism is about earning God's favor mm-hmm. through works.
Yeah.
And we are not saved by works. We are saved by grace. Mm-hmm. A consistent study habit is not a work to earn salvation or approval.
Mm-hmm.
It is the natural response of a transformed heart.
Mm-hmm. And that's it, Tamara. That's the word, transformation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's that heart that loves God and desires to know him. So it's the motivation is not obligation.
Mm-hmm.
It's affection. We love God, therefore if we miss a day, or we may feel guilty, but what we do, it draws us back. We return to the word. And it's not for some recognition or to show that we deep. This ain't about being deep. You know, you can learn and study the word for head knowledge. And then you can be the great orator of God's word.
It's still not living.
But the heart is mm-hmm. far from it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's more out of, I want to know the God I serve,
mm-hmm.
who loved me, who gave himself for me. I want to know more about him. I want to be obedient to him. because he said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Mm-hmm. And say, out of love, out of affection, we draw near and we pick up his word and we learn more about him. And it's a communion with him. It's almost like once the Holy Spirit is active in your life, as you read the word, it's like a prayer in communion, full communion with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Yes, Tamara. And I like how you said that maybe you may miss a day, but don't feel guilty. Don't feel guilty.
No.
Just get back in it.
Get back in it.
Just get back in it. God sees your heart and he knows it. Just get back in it and study his word. And like you said, it's not just for the knowledge. Mm-hmm. It's because you want to be closer.
Yes.
To your maker.
And I'm grateful for the churches that have the Wednesday night Bible study, the Sunday evening Bible studies and prayer meetings and so forth. Because really, to be honest, and sometimes in seasons in your life, mm-hmm. that may be all you're getting. Mm-hmm. Because in some cases, people have it so hard in their own home environment that it's very difficult for them to engage in that deeper study. But thank God for the churches who are still carrying on those Bible studies weekly.
Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 through 14. I'll read it. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. But who knows a person's thoughts except the Spirit of that person, which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. The natural person does not accept the things of the Holy Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Do you believe God can speak to us, Tamara, personally through his scripture?
Well, the Holy Spirit's role is to illuminate the word of God. There's no new revelation. Mm-hmm. He illuminates the word. The Spirit does not reveal new meanings. He enables the believer to understand the truth already revealed in the text. So this is why the unregenerate person cannot grasp spiritual truth. Only those who have been transformed by the word of God, spiritual things can only be spiritually discerned. The Spirit is the divine teacher, and he takes the human intellect, all that hard work we put in studying, and he turns that into a spiritual conviction, and he does the work to transform it in our hearts. So it's the work of the Holy Spirit in us. He is alive. He is active. He is working in our hearts to help us commune with the Lord, even in prayer. Mm-hmm. Because there are times the word says that we don't even know what we ought to pray. But the Holy Spirit, who has the mind of God, prays the will of God for our lives in groanings too deep for us to understand. So we should never discredit or minimize the power of God in these earthen vessels that the Holy Spirit has sealed us with to the day of the redemption. He is God living in us, quickening us, and giving us everything we need to help us walk this Christian life, to know God and to understand him. And he's our helper, he's our comforter. And like you read in John 14, he will reveal to us things to come and bring to our remembrance everything God has said. What God has said it? In his word.
And I agree totally. Yes, he can reveal things to us. Once our heart is where he requires it to be, he will reveal those things. Bring it to our remembrance. Isaiah 41 and verse 10, fear not, for I am with you. Mm-hmm. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Mm-hmm. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. So if you are praying, if you are seeking God for a decision, remember, don't be anxious. I know it can be difficult sometimes because you just feel like you want an answer right now. Someone just called me a few minutes ago and they needed this money. I said, no, this can't be urgent. You can't need a money today to get the car. You knew you was going to get the car a while back. So you just need to be patient and wait until it comes to you. So
a little anxiety.
A little anxious. So sometimes we get anxious and think that we need the answer right now. No. Just hold on and put it before God, because he will come through for you, whatever it is. And he will give you that deep peace. Whatever that decision is that you are fretting about or you need to make, just trust him at his word. He said he will help us. He just needs you to sometimes just stand still and allow him to direct our lives. And remember that you're not studying God's Bible to pass the test. You're studying the word to get to know the author.
Yes.
And so ask him, seek his Holy Spirit to guide you, to direct you, to give you wisdom, insight, so that you can take that word that you are studying and apply it to your everyday life. And keep your mind open. Don't go with a shut mind, but keep it open, that if God reveals something to you, it may be difficult, it may be hard. God may tell you through his word that you need to go to someone and seek forgiveness. You need to go to someone and say, I love you. Keep your heart and your mind open, so that whatever he says to you, he loves you. And he's not going to tell you anything to do that will hurt or harm you.
Yes.
You'll be open to doing it. Tamara closes out in prayer, please.
Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you that your word reproves, rebukes, corrects, and instructs in righteousness. Thank you that your word builds us up in the faith. Thank you, Lord, that when we read your word, we can be inspired. We can find joy. We can get warnings, Lord, and it can be a comfort and an encouragement to us. And Lord, we want to read your word more. We want to find that time to spend with you and commune with you in your word. Would you help us, Lord? Would you help our listening audience as well, who have the deep desire, Lord, to serve you, to be obedient to you, to want to know you better? Lord, can you help us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ? We ask this for us and for our listening audience. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Tamara, and thank you to our listening audience. And I just want to encourage and to remind you that the Word of God is alive. And whatever you're going through, just know it comforts, it convicts, it instructs, and it transforms. And when we commit to studying God's word, even in small ways, we are saying, Lord, I want to know you more. And friends, God honors that. Until next time, continue to trust in God.
Amen.